One of them was 85-year-old Saravina Masso.
It was the Disneyland in our days.
Masso still remembers buying peanuts at the Penny Arcade and riding the roller coaster at the amusement park as a girl.
And most of us were from the Depression, and we didn't get much. But every Wednesday, if we were good, Mom would take us to Pleasure Beach. 'Cause Wednesday was kiddie day, and all rides were 5 cents.
Starting in the 1950s, a series of fires burned down many of Pleasure Beach's attractions, one by one. The roller coaster, the midway, and the ballroom, where Masso had seen the legends of big band play.
Woody Herman, Tommy Dorsey, the ballroom was just the essence of life. When your parents said you could go Saturday night to the ballroom, you knew you reached adulthood.
Finally, in 1996, a fire took out the bridge that connected Pleasure Beach to Bridgeport. It opened for half a season last year. Masso came back for its first full season since that last fire.
My prayer is that one day we can have this same kind of feeling with my grandchildren. I know we need a lot of prayers in this world, but I wish this would come back.
There's no plans for a new ballroom or a new amusement park. The city says it hopes people will come to Pleasure Beach. It's also got great fishing and walking trails. The ferries run 7 days a week, and they're free. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.